Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Ravage Me by Ryan Michel. Narrated by Tatiana Sokolov and Joe Arden. Prologue. This was the life I was born into, and bloodshed somehow always played a prominent part in it. Today, everything was coming to a combustible head. With the gun being held at my temple, all I could think about was him. Getting him out of here alive? The bitch had put so much time and energy into coming after me, I knew it was coming. Now she had the most precious thing in my life. I never knew how empty my life was, or how love could be so deep that it cuts you like a knife. I would do anything to get him out of here alive. The gunshots began, and my eyes locked with his. I prayed for survival. Chapter 1. Harlow. 2 years, 1 month, 5 days. I had been living the perpetual monotony of my life for exactly 2 years, 1 month, and 5 days. It's like my life was the epitome of Groundhog's Day, repeating over and over again, eating away at my soul. I hated white. I couldn't stand the fucking color. Everywhere I looked was the same cold, damp sterility trying to suffocate me, forcing me to give up. To give in. But that wasn't going to happen. For 765 days of my life, I've stared at the solid block walls and cold prison bars, only to be let outside for an hour a day. I knew it was for my own safety, but I missed lying outside in the sun, feeling it melt my skin, and washing everything away. In here, there was no relaxation. Ever. I'm not going to bitch. I've been extremely lucky, and I damn well knew it. Without my pop's connections to guards and powerful people on the outside, life in this place could have been a hell of a lot worse. Having my own room has proved to be the best gig because in there, those bitches couldn't get to me. They wanted me. I knew it. They all knew who I was and what I represented. Payback hits on me would give them status in their families, and I wasn't willing to give anyone that. Am I hiding? Hell no. I'd be more than happy to take these bitches on, but not here. The shit these women snuck in when no one was looking was deadly, and my goal was to do my time and get out alive. I knew what these bitches were capable of, and they knew my capabilities, too. I've had my own incidents in here. They were all club-related, and getting help from inside made them happen smoothly. It was help that I had to pay for, but I did what needed to be done and didn't regret a damn thing. I did it for my family. I may have a pussy, but I ain't one. I've got bigger balls than most guys out there. Even though I'll never be a member of the club, because it's not possible, I always hold my head up high. I learned at a very young age that bitches didn't ever get patched in, and I accepted that. But I'd be damned if I acted like some pussy motorcycle club princess. Growing up with the Ravage MCs hasn't been easy. The life, the world, was different than civilian life, and I learned from the best. Ever since I was a baby, my life was the club. Pops had been a patched member since before I was born, and Ma's always been by his side. Even though I was shielded as much as possible, I've seen my share of death, guns, drugs, sex, and blood. In my 25 years, than most people could tolerate. This was my normal. This was my reality. I accepted that a long time ago. I missed my life, and I've always known my place in it. Being the vice president's daughter hasn't given me any idealizations that I'm anything more than exactly that. I never get special privileges because the bottom line, I'm not, nor will I ever be, a patched member. I've earned the respect I received from the brothers by learning what they have taken the time to teach me. I thrived on that and couldn't wait to get it back. I was ready to escape this hellhole and finally go back to my family. Back to a life that was taken away from me for 2 years. Back to right some wrongs. I couldn't fucking wait. Walking down the long corridor, the sunlight cascaded through the small rectangular window. I began blinking my eyes, getting ready for the adjustment when the door opened. I've never liked surprises. They get you killed, quickly. I hoped